Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch.
I would not miss this segment for anything. I am hoping that at some point there'll be something in the discussion to knock me off the chair. So whatever it is, I'm staying here.
That's you right. Stay right where you are. Actually, there's nothing to knock you off the chair, but when I go back and forth, you know, I've mentioned my wife had cancer, my mother-in-law had cancer, my daughter had cancer, I have cancer. But it's very interesting how people find their different cancers, and especially various tumors that show up through different things. And believe it or not, tumors have numbers.
This just took a dark turn.
And ovarian cancer is a 191, and kidney stones is a 192, and liver is a 193. That's how you refer to some of these things. Mm. But ovarian is 191. Mm. Isn't that amazing?
And does 191 represent anything at all?
Well, that's taking that a negative and putting it into a positive.
Wow, what a way of coming in on this one. This one really did knock me off my chair.
We had to go for that
spin. What does 191 else refer to?
It's been 191 days, and basically we're going to start moving our numbers since Christina's birthday.
But here we come. And I knew October, you know, forget it being, you know, your birthday and Jay's birthday. Half birthday.
Jay is 23.
This is the halfway, right? Either. We're in the mid.
October is the mid range. So it's just a matter of picking a day, the mid range of moving on down.
That's
but do you believe it? It's halfway. I mean, it's just amazing.
It's time flies when you're having fun, guys.
Oh, it's the truth.
That was good. So everyone marked that down. I wasn't sure where John was going with those depressing facts, but there we go. Anyway, I also want to remind people that Project Independence has great programs coming up in the month of October. And we want to tell people to get out and get your flu shot. We had two of them already, and we're going to have another one coming up on Tuesday, October 22nd, is over at the Port Washington Adult Activity Center, which is formerly the Port Washington Senior Center. And October 23rd, it will be at the North Hempstead Yes We Can Community Center. So you just call 311. There's a little block appointments. You could pick your time. They'll give you their still spots available. And these shots are the regular quadrivalent flu vaccine that is latex and preservative free. This is not the enhanced vaccine for those over 60. So we just like to tell people that. It just rolls off the tongue, you know.
Easily. What are you doing?
But you know, some people need the enhanced effect. So you talk to your doctor first, we always say, is the best plan of action. But call 311 if not. I think it's great that people are registering for it and getting it done because safety first. We want everyone to stay healthy. Ann looks like she has a question.
I do, and it's not on the script.
It's okay.
But now that you brought this up, yesterday on the radio, there was a comment regarding people who were born 1945 to a certain period of time have to check out for hepatitis C. Is the town at all doing anything? Because they said it's part of a blood work and that you should look into it because it has no symptoms to it. It is treatable. I'm going to go in for a physical the very beginning of November. And I jotted it down. When he does a blood work, I want him to look to see, because Hep C involves the liver.
Right.
And again, if it hadn't come on the air yesterday.
I think most hepatitis, A, B, and C is the liver.
Okay. Right, that's what I always
say. So, I mean, if you're going for a physical, not all doctors necessarily do the testing. I will ask that a Hep C analysis.
Anything.
I didn't know if this was.
Yeah, but we could always, you know, your best bet is always to call the 311. You can be connected to a PI nurse.
Right.
And they would probably know this. You know, our wonderful nurses are all through Northwell Health, so they're constantly getting information and so on.
And apparently this was coming from CDC, which I think is the connection with Medicare and so on. So, again, that's the only reason I raised it.
Well, we're going to make you ask your doctor and bring
it back.
No,
but you know what? That's a good point because people, you know, doctors give their regular routine.
Mm-hmm.
And then my partner, Peter, he's fine, but he went to, like, the heart doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you don't get this, you know, ABC, I'm making it up. She said, next time you go get the ABC, I'd like to see that one. Or I'll send you, but why? You can put it all on one bottle. Mm-hmm. One vial.
Yeah, one vial.
So that's a good point. Throw it on if you want it on.
Interesting. So thank you, Anne. Anne's always got some up-and-coming information for us. Also, all of our Yes We Can programs are still going strong over at Yes We Can, as I said, and that's on Fridays. So we have the Exercise for Balance and Strength, and this is through NYU Winthrop Hospital. And it's all about just learning different exercises to prevent falls, and that's at 10 a.m. on Friday. And it's really wonderful. I mean, I've seen that class in action and heard the stories of people that either fell and are trying to, you know, regain balance and are learning concrete tips. And I always remember there was someone we had on the radio show that said they took this class and they had to hold on to a chair in the beginning. And as the weeks progressed, you know, they didn't need to hold
on
to the chair.
They hit the teacher with the chair.
They threw that chair. But it was really a great story. So I encourage people to check that out. And then you can go to What in the World is Going On, which is moderated by Dr. Rosenblatt, who's a PI member and volunteer. So that's a little current events group, and that's at 11:15. And then at there's Color Me Calm, which is at 12:30 p.m., which is really a great class on just mindfulness and socializations and meditation, which is really nice. I love those adult coloring books, personally.
I
just bought two of my friends.
Oh, really?
Halloween ones, yes.
Halloween-themed?
Yeah, Halloween-themed, yes.
Very Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Project Independence looks for volunteers who can run a class of some
sort,
like somebody who has a knowledge.
So actually, what's, you know, it's great that you mentioned that, you know, Project Independence, as John knows, is we're a very small staff to do a lot of these programs. So what's nice is that we're fortunate in North Hempstead that a lot of our PI members have had amazing careers or skills and are able to talk on various topics. So they have been volunteering, as we know, Barbara Melman, who was our technology guru.
Right, Barbara, okay.
You know, she does these technology for the Terrified classes that are
wonderful,
amazing every month. And, you know, then we've had, you know, the World in Motion, Martha Cohen. So we've had a lot of volunteers, and I think it's really great. And there's something for everyone. We say at Project Independence, you got to be 6 years over to join, but that's a huge span of time.
Right,
you know,
right,
so maybe you don't need a social worker or a nurse at 60, but you want to volunteer, so you can do that. So there's kind of something for everyone. So that's just a little plug I like to get out there for PI. Also, we're doing a really great segment. It's called it's on October 16th, Healthy Cooking from the Pantry, which is through Cornell Cooperative Extension, and which I think is so great because all of us know we have random things in our pantry. And I certainly try and clean that out. But they're going to give you different tips, what you should keep on hand to create healthy, simple meals, which is great. You know, people are always kind of trying to figure that out. So that's going to be at Magnolia Gardens on Wednesday, October 16th from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. So definitely I recommend checking that
pantry
out.
Pantry-wise, every now and then I have to go downstairs because I'm one of these bulk buyers.
Oh, you're a Costco BJ's guy.
Oh, yeah. Then I buy the case.
Yes.
You know, like six or eight.
Yeah.
And then, you know, which is fine, then I'm throwing them away. Or, honestly, I do. If I see only, like, 2 months left or 3 months left, then I give it to the church.
Yeah.
Because it's like, this is going to go. I'm not finishing it now.
Yeah, I know.
Because what happens is you buy something new and you like it, and you go back, they don't have it anymore.
I know.
So you buy something that you like, or you don't know what it's like, and so it's not a big deal.
I think this is great, you know, because we're always telling to seniors, too. Because as you get older, too, it can be overwhelming figuring out what to cook. And the fact that they're going to give you just some concrete things just to keep on hand to create a healthy
100%.
Meal is really wonderful. And then on October 17th, we did this last year. They're doing it again. It's called Discovery Walks. This is going to be at the Cedarmere Estate, which is really nice. It's, you know, William Cullen Bryant's home. And they're doing a whole walk over there. So you could actually tour the house you tour the house and then the grounds, and they give you a little
history. The
grounds
is right on the water. I don't know what water it is over there.
It's it's...
Yeah, because I pass it going to my daughter.
I think it's like a harbory kind of concept or a duck kind of
thing. Harbory kind
of. Whatever it is. I'm not, you know, some kind of body of water, you know, with no waves. But really check that out because I think that's something great. And just call 311 or 869-6311 for any of these programs or services. because I think it's there's so much great stuff going on. And there's no reason to be bored in North Hempstead, we always say. And as I had mentioned earlier, with the North Hempstead and the dog events that are going on, there is going to be a Halloween, which is a dog parade and costume contest, which is going to be at the Tully Park Dog Park, which is the new park that had opened up over at Tully Park. That's going to be on Saturday, October 26th at 11 a.m. So
for your dog.
For your dog, you can come and costume with your dog, which is apparently it's a big market. So it should be a quite the fun event. To see, the event is sponsored by Little Paws of Hope in Westbury and will include a dog parade and a costume contest. So you can call 311, and there'll be a prize for the best costume. So that should be motivation.
That's cool.
Listen, North Hempstead, I always say, oh, and look at this cute little picture. No one can see where there's a little dog and, like, a motorcycle.
Oh, that's funny.
So I think it's really fun. Like I said, in North Hempstead, Supervisor Bosworth really cares about all residents of North Hempstead, including the dogs. So check that out. Call through on
you know
you
what?
Have to
I think we have to end on that.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's a,
and then who we have next week? You have a question.
Yes, next week, Ron Fatula, as I said. There's my papers on here. And Danielle Ezzo, Medicare Part D. And, of course, more talk of the town. Stay
terrific. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody, listening to 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.